Welcome back to All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. Masters has been described as a possible comeback tournament for golfer Tiger Woods, a comeback in terms of his golf and his reputation. And after today's third round at Augusta National, it looks like he has a fighting chance. Britain's Lee Westwood is leading, followed closely by Phil Mickelson, but Woods is tied for third with a full day left. I spoke earlier with NPR's Tom Goldman, who's covering this year's Masters, and Tiger Woods' return.
Both the first and second rounds, he was under par. Thursday's first round was his best ever opening for Woods at Augusta, a tournament he's won four times. He was asked if he feels any effect from this nearly five-month layoff, a self-imposed layoff because of the sex scandal swirling around him, and he said no. He credits intense practice sessions with his swing coach, Hank Haney. He's been very focused. And Tiger Woods mentioned the similarities a couple of times between his hiatus from golf and Ben Hogan's. The golfing legend Hogan had a near-fatal car crash in 1949. And after he left the hospital, he wasn't able to play a lot of events, but he used intense practice to stay sharp, and Hogan kept winning.
So do you think that if Tiger keeps winning, that the scandal is a thing of the past?
Yes, you certainly are getting an indication early on within the confines of Augusta that it's a thing of the past. For the patrons here, as the fans are called, this tournament is the draw, not just Tiger, but the focus here is on golf. As each day unfolds, Linda, the scandal seems to recede that much more within the grounds here. But I will say that there has been one misstep. The night before the first round, you may have seen the Nike ad that was released. It's got Woods' face on the screen.
Very somber-looking Tiger Woods and the voice
exactly,
of his father.
Yes, exactly, and his deceased father's voice talking about the need for self-examination and introspection. And then the Nike swoosh appears on the screen. And there was a lot of criticism in the press here. Why do this when things were going so well for Team Tiger, as they call it? He had his opening press conference on the Monday of this week, and in his mind, he answered all the questions about the scandal satisfactorily. He'd gotten through that, the golf was about to begin, and then this ad pops up. And here's how Woods reacted to a question about why the ad now.
Well, I think it's very apropos. I think that's what my dad would say. It's amazing how how my dad can speak to me from different ways, even when he's long gone. I think any son who has lost a father and who meant so much in their life, I think they would understand the spot.
Now, Linda, I spoke with a number of people who had lost their fathers, and they didn't get it. They didn't like it. They thought it was poor timing, and they thought it was arrogant. The sentiment was, Tiger, if you want to get introspective about this personal issue, fine. You don't have to package it, though.
Tom, before you go, could you just give us some sense of whether the people at Augusta, you know, from here it looks like golf world, pretty flowers, pretty water, fantasy place, where the sins of the Tiger never happened. Do you get any feeling that that's forced, that there is, that they're being mindful about the air of unreality?
Oh, no. I think when people enter the grounds, they know they're coming into this cocoon, as you say, the flowers, the magnolias, the tall Georgia pine. I mean, you ask people about it along the course, and yes, they'll talk about it, but no, they're here to watch golf. And, you know, to borrow a line from the great baseball movie Field of Dreams, the line, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. For golf fans here, same deal. Is this heaven? No, it's Augusta.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman, living the good life at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. Tom, thanks.
You bet.